It's time for your daily COVID-19 news update from KBOO Community Radio for Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. Some of the nation's wealthiest men are now advising the president on how and when to reopen the U.S. economy. Jeff Bezos, the chief executive of Amazon, and Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's CEO, this morning took part in a White House conference call about how to reopen the U.S. economy in light of the coronavirus pandemic. After Donald Trump claimed on Monday that he had, quote, total authority to reopen the economy, he backed off that claim today after pushback from governors, including New York's Andrew Cuomo. But that was after Trump, apparently joking, called Cuomo and other governors mutineers. Health experts have repeatedly warned about reopening the economy too quickly, recommending instead a slow and cautious approach. In New York, the governor has ordered everyone to wear face coverings in public as the state continues to battle the worst coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. This comes after a video went viral on the internet this weekend showing police in Philadelphia forcibly removing a black commuter from a bus for not wearing a mask. This was contrasted with Spanish transit officers who are going around the subways and bus stations in Spain handing out masks. The U.S. government has for several weeks now been refusing all asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border, no matter how desperate the conditions they are fleeing. Guatemalan officials have called the U.S. the Wuhan of the Americas for their wanton spreading of the virus among deportees. One flight of people deported from the U.S. to Guatemala had 75% of the passengers test positive for coronavirus upon arrival in Guatemala. In Oregon news, a new report by the Oregonian newspaper has found that more than half of the 55 deaths from coronavirus in the state are linked to nursing homes and care facilities. The deaths span 13 nursing, assisted living, and independent living homes in six counties and include the cluster at the Southeast Portland nursing home, Healthcare at Foster Creek. 9 people have died of the virus at that facility and 50 have tested positive. The Oregonian newspaper has announced pay cuts for virtually all employees. The newspaper is heavily dependent on advertising revenue, which has all but disappeared during the pandemic outbreak. The pay cuts will be between 2 and 20% and will last from May through December. In addition, Oregonian employees will be required to take unpaid furloughs of different lengths in the coming months. Other local media outlets are also making cuts. The Portland Mercury switched to online-only distribution in mid-March and temporarily laid off editorial staffers. Willamette Week laid off 5 workers and reduced its print run. KGW is also furloughing workers at one-week intervals in April. Demands from Oregon prisoners and their families to address coronavirus in Oregon's prisons and jails have gone unanswered by Governor Kate Brown. Yesterday, Governor Brown held a press conference in which she stated that she does not plan to have any early releases for adults in custody. This is in sharp contrast to Washington and California, which have both released thousands of nonviolent offenders. A group of inmates watching Brown's press conference on a television in a common room at the Columbia River Correctional Institution in Portland reacted violently, according to the Willamette Week newspaper. A driving protest held outside of that institution in Northeast Portland on Thursday involved dozens of cars honking horns and posting signs in their car windows, demanding that inmates be provided with face masks and soap, as well as calling for early release. Meanwhile, a group of civil rights attorneys filed a federal lawsuit demanding that Governor Brown release Oregon inmates who were nearing the ends of their sentences. In the past week, more than a dozen inmates and prison staff in Oregon have tested positive for the virus. Supporters of a Metro ballot measure to fund homeless services in the Portland area say the COVID-19 crisis may be increasing the likelihood of its approval at the May 19th primary election. If approved by Metro voters, Measure 26210 would impose a 1% tax on individual incomes of more than $125,000 and profits of businesses with incomes of more than $5 million. The funding would provide homeless services, including rent assistance, job training, mental health treatment, and addiction counseling. Donald Trump has halted U.S. funding for the World Health Organization and is reviewing how it has handled the coronavirus. Doctors and survivors of the virus have published open letters asking him to reconsider, saying that the World Health Organization manages to support national health plans and emergency responses in more than 150 countries with an annual global budget smaller than that of one New York City hospital system. It is also the only organization in the world with the infrastructure and ability to identify emerging diseases, as it did with COVID-19 and every major health threat in modern history. The number of cases of COVID-19 hit the 2 million mark yesterday, with the largest increase in the U.S. There are now 635,000 cases in the U.S., with just under 38,000 dead. A reminder to all our listeners that the governors of Oregon and Washington have issued executive orders for all residents to stay home unless doing essential work or going out to make essential purchases. This helps slow the spread of this virus and appears to be working in both states, as long as people continue to follow the orders to remain home and stay separated from other people. Resource links and news are available on the KBOO website at kboo.fm/COVID-19. That's it for the afternoon news update. Tune in today and every weekday at 5 p.m. for the KBOO Evening News, produced by volunteer reporters working remotely from their homes. Stay home, stay safe, and if you don't have a home, call 211 for information on where to go for resources in the Portland area. For KBOO News, I'm Jenka Soderberg.